We're now at Book 3, Chapter 2, on the discouragement of agriculture, and here Smith is continuing his theme that policy has put agricultural development at a significant disadvantage. This chapter is largely historical, and it's called Of the Discouragement of Agriculture in the Ancient State of Europe After the Fall of the Roman Empire. Smith starts by noting that after the fall of the Roman Empire, the invasions of the barbarians interrupted commerce between towns and the countryside, and that this led to the countryside being underdeveloped, and also a lot of towns shrinking or disappearing altogether. Smith's discussion will turn more and more toward bad policy toward agriculture. Smith has a quite interesting discussion of slavery, which he considers to be the least profitable way of employing labor, that it looks cheap up front because you only have to feed the slave, but there are not really good incentives for the slave to produce value. Nonetheless, in remarks maybe echoing Hegel much later, Smith notes that people have a natural desire to rule over others, and thus often we tend to have slavery, even when slavery doesn't make economic sense. Smith here is discussing slavery because he considers it just one of the very bad policies toward agriculture following the fall of the Roman Empire. Smith also has a discussion of how historical tenancy arrangements, say ranging through medieval times, basically were inefficient and did not give peasants the proper incentives to create value from the land. Again, this is part of this broader historical narrative that the European nations have had bad and inefficient policies toward agriculture. Smith mentions public finance, and he notes that taxes on the land were typically irregular and oppressive, again damaging agricultural growth. Here's a good quotation from the chapter, and I quote, "The ancient policy of Europe was, over and above all this, unfavorable to the improvement and cultivation of land, whether carried on by the proprietor or by the farmer."